Situation in Syria is very bad. It's going from bad to worse. We don't see a glimpse of hope to end the crisis in Syria. This month, the World Food Program will distribute food to about 3 million people inside Syria alone, and more than 1 million people outside Syria. The situation is becoming much more complex, more people depending on the food assistance provided by WFP. We distribute in 14 governorates in Syria. Every day we go from one place to the other. We cross lines, we cross different territories. We have one agenda, and one agenda only, is to provide food assistance to the people who need it based on neutrality, without giving preference to anything else.
And now WFP and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, recently conducted an assessment mission concerning the food security situation in Syria. And like you just said about the situation itself, that too looks like it's just going to keep getting worse. If there's anything about it that troubles you in terms of that assessment of the situation of food security?
The whole report troubles me. We are definitely, as the World Food Program, concerned about the fact that the harvest will be 40% less if you compare it to the pre-crisis. We're concerned about the other sectors that has been affected, but there are also the sectors of tourism, industry. The whole country has been affected. All of this would have direct and indirect link to the Syrian people that we are assisting. Let me give you an example about the needs in Syria. World Food Program actually needs $27 million every week. And I want you to imagine this figure, $27 million every week to feed 3 million people inside Syria and close to 2.7 million people outside Syria. This is really a major league operation. We have gotten to a stage where displaced people inside Syria, if you don't give them food, if the World Food Program doesn't deliver food to those people, simply people don't eat. I want you to imagine a mother who is waiting for the World Food Program to deliver food. We may have a pipeline break next month. Next month, if we don't get funding, the World Food Program may not deliver food to the displaced people in Syria. As a mother, I want you to imagine, how would you feel knowing that you're supposed to receive food on a day, waiting for the trucks of the World Food Program to arrive to bring you food and hope, and we don't show up?
What is the funding picture looking like now? Is it that you aren't receiving sufficient funding, or is it that you're expecting more funding, or would you like to make an appeal for more funding?
The three of them. We are receiving, we need more, and it's difficult. There's not much we can do. If we don't receive immediate funding, our programs for the refugees will be affected as early as this month, July. And for the inside Syria, in August, we probably will not be able to deliver. We've tried our best to borrow from within the organization, but at some stage, we have really to make sure that funds arrive, and funds need to arrive on time. It's no good to get money in September or October. People cannot wait for 30 days to eat. People have to eat every day. And we also have to remember that it's not easy to distribute food in a country like Syria. We wake up in the morning and we go to the office, and we have the nicest plan on paper. You know, today we want to go here and there, and then you know, you start receiving reports, explosions here, fighting there, roadblocks here, and then you probably sometimes you have to cancel your program for that day and hope to make it up the following day. It's difficult. It's complicated working in Syria. Our staff work in very difficult conditions. We travel in armored vehicles. We cross lines every day in Syria. I'll give you an example. To travel from Damascus to Homs, for a convoy from Damascus to Homs, we have to go through 52 checkpoints, sometimes more, sometimes less. And the 52 checkpoints, they don't all report to the government. Some of them to the government, some of them to the opposition. So you can imagine how difficult it is. It's very risky. It's risky business in Syria. But we know how to do it. We have the capacity. We have the knowledge. WFP has a team of experienced international and national staff in Syria. We have 20 international staff and more than 150 international staff. Well trained professionals who know how to do the job. We have all the required equipment we have in place. We have armored vehicles. We have personal protection equipment. We're good in our business. We're good in what we're doing. What we need now is we need funding to continue so we can continue delivering aid to the people who need it.